This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking about law and order. And visiting with us, Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy. And he's going to tell us about the Citizens Police Academy, the upcoming 9/11 event. And we're also going to be talking with Corporal Davis Haley, who's in charge, Captain Davis Haley, okay, from the Patrol Division at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. And that will have a lot of impact on everybody. So we'll be talking all about these things. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here today. Well, Citizens Police Academy time, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, we're starting two academies. We have expanded our academy role now to where we're having two 15-week regular academies every year, and then now we've started our senior academies at St. Clair's, and we've got two abbreviated academies that we take to the seniors there at St. Clair's.
How's that going? And this has been what, this is the third one?
Actually, I think we've done four at St. Clair's. Our class 37 is our main 15-week class, and St. Clair's will be class 38. So our academies seem like they're kind of blowing up. People are really enthused to come in, and we usually don't have to advertise very much to get the classes filled. I think we've for our 15-week class, we've already got about 32 applicants. And
wow.
So it's exciting. People are talking. Our 15-week class starts August the 30th.
Okay.
And it'll go all the way through to December 20th. Now, of course, we won't have class on that Thursday that's Thanksgiving. But our senior class will start September 28th and go through November the 15th.
And you do need to do a sort of a routine check on every person who's going in the class, don't
you?
Oh,
yes, sir. We have the background check, and we've got waivers they've got to sign, because part of the academy is doing a ride-along with an officer.
So it takes a little while. Don't wait. What we're saying is, don't wait till the last day.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, because we're filling up. Usually our classes are 35 to 40 people each class, and that's about a manageable amount of people that we can have in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, 35 to 40 people is about it, and we're up to 30 already.
Tell us what happens in the Citizens Police Academy classes. What do you cover?
Well, we cover a myriad of different topics, and sometimes we change things up. To have different classes, but we'll have our drug interdiction guys, our interstate guys, that'll come in, and they'll explain to the people how they do their job. We'll have detectives come in and explain their role and how they investigate these specific crimes. We'll have our patrol division come in. We'll go take field trips to the courthouse and speak with a judge, speak with a DA, do a tour of the jail. Our mounted patrol guys come in. It's just a myriad of different things,
mm-hmm.
that people usually just don't understand about their local government. And so when they come in, they get a much greater idea of what we do.
How do they sign up? Is there a form, or is it on the internet, or what?
We do have an application. It's on the Sheriff's Department website,
mm-hmm.
or on our Facebook. We should have the form there, or they can give us a call in our office, and we will be glad to mail them one or email them one. Greg Dotson is in the office. His phone number is 904-3033. They can give him a call, and he'll shoot them out an application real quick.
Okay, so just get that request in as quickly as possible.
Yes, sir, because we are starting to, the class schedule has been set. We're just mm-hmm. filling up the seats.
And the number, once again,
is 904-3033.
All righty. So put that down, and is Greg at the office right now?
He sure is, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, call Greg right now.
He's probably listening.
Say, Greg, I need one of those quickly. The 9/11 event's very close.
Yes. You know, this year is, I guess, going to be, I guess, one of the better years we've had. We've been working on our 9/11 memorial out there, all the donations from various vendors. So we should be dedicating that new memorial out there this year, which will have a water feature and a lot of planting materials. And so that should be done this year, and we're looking forward to 9/11 this year.
Will it be totally completed and everything in time for the 9/11 event?
That's what we're expecting. We got a few flagpoles left to go in, some planters, and a bunch of mulch and some more plants, but we're getting close.
And that's what it's all about, coming out and seeing that. And we're one of the few places anywhere that has some of those big I-beams from the Twin Towers.
I believe we have the only piece in Tennessee that's up. And I know there's a few more pieces that are out there that have been delivered, but I don't think anybody has a memorial that's standing as of yet. Now, I could be wrong on that. But we still have our kids' events planned. We still have music, some food vendors. So everything's on course to be a really good night.
Sounds great. Now, what are the hours on that?
We're going to be running 4 o'clock to about 8 or 8:30. I mean, once it gets dark, it's usually not, everybody just leaves anyway, because especially with being in a school night.
Right.
So it won't go too late, that's for sure.
So, and the dedication and all of that will be early?
Our ceremonies are going to be at 6.
6. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We're going to open the gates. I guess you'd say the gates. We're going to open up at 4 o'clock, start some music, and then more ceremony will be at 6 o'clock.
Okay. So circle that one on your calendar. That is one of the must-do events.
I believe it's one of the largest ones in the area, that's for sure.
And has consistently been.
Yes. Yeah, we've probably close to 5,000 to 6,000 people a year that will show up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is great.
It's pretty amazing.
You have with you today Captain Davis Haley, Patrol Division.
Captain David Haley.
David Haley, okay.
Jimmy, my writing's not very good, I guess. Sorry.
We didn't have Bubba down or something.
I'm a last-minute write-in. The sheriff couldn't be here today. I believe his wife's over at the hospital, and they're expecting their second child. Ah. So he apologized in advance for that.
So we saw news in the making right there.
Baby, quite possibly. He came in, and he headed out pretty quickly. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame him all. Congratulations. Hopefully congratulations. You never know on something like that whether the baby's ready to come now or tomorrow or the next day.
He has a lot of long days, but this may be another long one for him.
That's right. Well, let's talk a little about the patrol division and what you do with the patrol division.
Basically, I'm a captain in patrol, and we've changed a lot of our format from 8-hour shifts to 12-hour shifts recently. We're participating in the Governor's Highway Safety Office campaign right now. We just kicked off the Booze It or Lose It campaign yesterday here in Rutherford County, so that was an honor for a lot of the local agencies around here and participation with them. So patrol's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of different things going on right now, but I'm just here to answer a few questions, maybe help us out.
Okay. Well, speaking of answering questions, let's take a phone call here. We're talking about law and order in Rutherford County. And you're on WGNS. How are you? Hello there. Hello, did you have a question dealing with law and order? Okay. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. If you have a question or a comment this morning, just call us, but it needs to be on the topic, 893-1450. And I was afraid that last one wasn't, because Swap and Shop sort of lingers on after a while. But we are talking about things that Patrol Division does. Is your group the one that works with the ICE groups and all of that?
Yes, so the ACE group comes out of Patrol, mm-hmm. And the ICE group is more on the interstate.
Okay.
Like I said, patrol has, we have K-9 underneath us. We have three shifts, first, second, third shift. And with us going to 12-hour shifts, we have a day shift, which is 12 hours, a night, which is 12, and then we have an overlapping shift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a better way for coverage, and hopefully puts us more police officers on the streets.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning there, boy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, good deal. Hey, I'd like to give this guy a tip, my hat to him for their services they do. They do very good services around Rutherford County. I just had a little issue, and concern of, seems like we're getting a lot more issues on people driving DUI, habitual offender type thing. And I was wondering what the deal is. I know several students on a buddy system, and it's like who you know you get out of. As long as you get somebody to come pick you up, I'll hang up and listen to the comment. And then they got another thing is you take this course and they drop your first offense. I think we need to get stiffer on our DUIs to these people. That way they won't realize to get behind the wheel again. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you for calling. What about that?
This is our first year of participating in the Governor's Highway Safety Grant. And when an officer makes a stop, he uses his discretion. And he's right. There are times when people drink and they do get rides home. When I first started in law enforcement, your job was to take them off the streets. And a lot of times that meant either giving them a ride home yourself or calling a ride or even taking them to jail. What's happening now is more focus is being put on arrest, because a lot of what is happening is when we give them a ride home, if they get home and then some incident happens at home, it's falling back on the law enforcement officer that took them home. Also, we've had instances where people will go home and get back in their car, get a ride back to their car. And one thing I handle a lot of calls like this, a lot of complaints of how people are treated differently, is that the officers are not robots. You know, we could take 10 officers and handle the same call. They're probably going to handle it 10 different ways. I just want the end result to be the same. So I understand his concerns, and that's one thing with this grant. It is putting, we're doing more roadblocks than we've ever done, and that's for sobriety and safety checkpoints. We are taking more off the streets than we ever have before.
So the roadblocks are working well?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. When you, we just had one this weekend out in Rockvale area. We stopped 300 cars in 2 hours. You stop 300 cars in 2 hours, you're going to shake up a lot of different things. And we just had one in Christiana approximately a month and a half ago. We stopped 600 cars in 2 hours. We try to run them in 2 hour increments. And 600 cars in 2 hours,
that's a lot of cars.
You get a lot of things happening. So I think that we're taking a more proactive stance on that. In the past, we haven't had, per se, a traffic division. Our officers were more call-to-call type officers. We just go call-to-call, and you try to put a little bit of focus on traffic. And now with us going to 12-hour shifts and with this grant, it's helping us with overtime, and it's helping us to put more focus on traffic.
Very good. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. Hello there.
Good morning.
Hi.
I didn't hear if I came on or not, but I guess I did. My question and concern is about the type. I've been in Rutherford County about a year, and I am astonished at the number of people that just disregard the speed limit, and they will pass you on double yellow line, especially out around Armstrong Valley Road. And I don't ever see much of a police presence out here. And I guess I'm concerned because I have children who will be driving eventually if I live here in Rutherford County for that amount of time. Is there not some type of speed detectors and county patrol vehicles? Why do people drive like crazy in this county and just about run you over? I mean, if the speed limit is 45, you'll have somebody right on your bumper just about pushing you off the road to get around you. Then they will pass you on a double yellow line. Do y'all not have a strict policy about how you drive in this county?
Well, one thing I can say to that, with you living in Armstrong, you're living in Zone 7. That's roughly 100 square miles. That's one of our biggest zones, and the coverage out there usually is one officer, one to two officers. One thing that may help, and I don't even know if I'm supposed to put this out, but we put 8 radars in cars yesterday, just yesterday, and that was from a grant from the safety office that we was able to install 8 radars. We know that's a problem, and that's one of the big focuses of the grant is seatbelts, speeding, and DUIs. So we are going to focus on them areas. When I'm in my personal vehicle, I see things that I don't see when I'm in a police vehicle. And
it's amazing, isn't it?
I live out in that area, and I know exactly what he's talking about. And it is duly noted, Armstrong Valley Road, and I have a traffic lieutenant that I give a lot of stuff to, and I'll give him that.
Now, I will also say this, that anytime somebody has a traffic issue in a specific area, if they want to call down to our dispatch office and give them a call and set up an extra patrol for a specific area in reference to speeders or in reference to a stop sign that people continually disregard, mm-hmm. we'll be glad to put more officers in that area for a set amount of time to try to put more emphasis on stopping at those stop signs and slowing down.
Sir, did that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I appreciate them doing that. I realize they're focusing on drinking and driving and things such as that, and I think that's great. But a lot of people are killed by speeders in this country, probably a lot more killed by speeders than drinking and driving. I don't know, maybe it's a combination of both. And the passing on double yellow lines, I have never seen such drivers that will disregard the law and of the road, and they'll just pass you on a double yellow line. And I don't know if it's something, obviously, and I see parents that are doing this with kids in car seats. And I don't know if it's a history in Rutherford County of law enforcement not being serious, but where I grew up in Mississippi, you didn't do that, because if you did, you were going to get a ticket. And it was something that, I mean, people just, you observe the law and you respected the law, and maybe it's just a sign of the times that we live in, but we need to get serious about this, because people are going to get hurt, and people are going to get killed. And I appreciate you focusing on drinking and driving, because that is a problem, but speeding and disregarding the law in this county, I have never seen such driving as I have since I've been here.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. In the radar units that you put in, can they also detect if a car is coming toward you and they're in opposite directions? Can you determine whether they are speeding as well?
Yes, sir, you can. We have, out of the eight, three of them has swivels on them that turns the radar to the back of the car or to the front of the car.
Okay.
And so they do, yes, sir.
So you have to physically turn that around, then?
Yes, sir, but you can't. It will detect the speed of oncoming vehicles.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty advanced.
So that's just something new that's been added to the sheriff's vehicles over there.
Another thing that, excuse me, I'd like to say is when we have an area like that somebody does call me about, if I can't put a radar out there, if it's just a call-to-call type zone where we're basically the officer on the street is going call-to-call, when they write their reports, I try to have them park their vehicles in area. So sometimes if you see a vehicle parked, it's not necessarily running radar, but it's just a visibility, and it does slow people down.
Okay.
And another thing that has helped us is people with cell phones that call in cars and get the tag numbers, because that gives us a chance to maybe catch up with the vehicle and watch the further driving of it. If we don't observe it, we still can slow them down.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and take more of your calls. All of our lines are full right now with people having questions. If you'll hold on, we'll be with you in just a moment.
Ford of Murfreesboro is your service headquarters. Whether it's tires you're in need of or a complete engine rebuild, Ford of Murfreesboro is there for you. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today and get your vehicle running right. Ford of Murfreesboro sells genuine Ford parts to repair your vehicle by factory specifications. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine, to black onyx, excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion already. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, seeing some congestion building this morning. Also, we've got a bit of congestion on I-24 at the I-24 westbound junction there with Bell Road. and I-24 at the junction with I-40 West. Stop our Bedford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the race at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Cloud cover early, then clearing skies. Just a slight chance for some scattered sprinkles ending early. Our highs will be climbing into the upper 80s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 70.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, call me. Weekday mornings at 7:50 for Swap and Shop.
WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
Still your golden shoes. It didn't steal your laughter. And heart it came to visit me. But I knew it was.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy is with us. Greg Dotson just arrived, so we were telling people to call Greg. Greg's here.
Leave a message if you call him now, because he's definitely out of the office.
If you want to call Greg, he's here at the radio station. And Captain David Haley is with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what do y'all think about turning DUI into a felony, especially after they got them 8, 9, 10, 15 times for it in a row? I think somebody like that that's had that many DUIs needs to have their driving privileges permanently revoked. I don't know how they get their driving privileges back. I think after so many times it needs to be bumped up into a felony. It'd be like, to me, having a bank robber working a bank. It's the equivalent of letting a repeat offender drunk driver get behind the wheel, letting him have his driver's license back again. What y'all think about that? Now hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Well, what I think about it is I agree with you, and I think most of the police officers agree with you. Anybody that's been victimized by a drunk driver, it also affects, you know, families all across the county, but the one thing that we do not control is making the laws. We just try to enforce the ones that are in place. And I know that they do have interlocks, and habitual offenders and things do turn into felonies at certain points, but it seems like sometimes certain people do get more breaks than others, and that's just something that we cannot control. Our goal basically is to take them off the streets and then put it to the justice hands.
Very good. Our number is 893-1450. Let me mention this, too, while we're here and have a room full of folks here. Greg Dotson brought up some souvenir tokens or coins. That deal with 9/11. And tell us a little about this. I would imagine that you're selling these and this helps to build the 9/11 memorial.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, that's our dedication coin. Mm-hmm. You know, we had one when we started, when we got the piece. To help get the piece off the ground, and this will be a dedication piece.
Now, are there still bricks available, or are they all sold?
We'll probably have bricks available for years. The area that the bricks are going to go in, we'll have a lot of blanks in there, and if somebody wants to buy a brick later on, we can always swap those out with the blanks.
Okay, so if you need a brick, not too late.
No, it's never. It's not going to be too late. You're perfectly fine.
So just call the 904-3033?
Yes, sir. That's David. That's Greg Dotson. He'll be glad to take care of you for the coins or the bricks.
Right. But he's here right now.
Yes, he is.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Just fine. You?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
I have a question.
Okay.
A person's been drinking, and they're sitting in a parking lot in their car.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled over and stopped, or they're sitting somewhere and they've been drinking, and they realize that they drank too much, so they pull over and stop, and they're sitting behind in their car. And if y'all see them, do y'all arrest them?
Again, it's a discretion call, but you are occupying the driver's seat. the officer is going to have a duty to act. If he was to just leave you be or leave the person there and go on, and then that person was to start up the car, because the person's judgment, sometimes they may feel that they're okay to drive. So it's a discretion call. And when I say discretion call, the officer's job is to take him off the streets, make sure he's not occupying the driver's seat while driving.
But, I mean, sometimes y'all risk, they get DUI sometimes just for park when they're drinking. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That right there, to me, that if a person has drank too much, I know people have told me they feel like they shouldn't be driving, but if they was to pull over and stop and try to sleep somewhere, and police comes up, they're going to get a DUI, they're going to get arrested, they're sitting duck. And so they try to make it home. And they realize it, and they want to pull over and stop, but they're afraid to, because they're going to be a sitting duck then. They know they're going to be arrested. If I could be that if a man's smart enough to pull over and stop and not be driving, that y'all would be for that, and where they wouldn't have to be a sitting duck out there. I mean, we want to keep these people off the road. If they're smart enough to stay off the road, even if they pull over and go to sleep, to keep them off the road.
Yeah, so I would hope if somebody...
That's a good idea to me. I mean, y'all need to really check on that, because we're trying to keep these people off the road. And that would really be one way to help, because I know there's been several of them, like friends of mine tell me, say, you know, I thought I was all right, but I was on my way home, and I realized I shouldn't be driving. But I knew that the police come on, they was going to arrest me for a DUI, so I took my chance. And they said, I would have pulled over somewhere and slept it off. I'd be a sitting duck. And so that's one thing I wish y'all would study that over, because that might help save somebody's life.
Well, pulling over is going to help somebody more, probably.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, and I agree with pulling over, but I also agree with if they're smart enough to pull over, maybe they can make a phone call to get a taxi en route or a family member.
I would really y'all study that over. But I don't want to be out there driving and somebody run over me that's drinking. But if they're smart enough to pull over and stop and whatever, just to get off the road, I mean, I would be better than them be out here driving. Yeah, if they're driving, they need the DUI. But if they're sitting there parked trying to sleep it off or get over it, I don't need a DUI. They need some kind of something, but they don't need a DUI. They just need to be helped to get home, or make have them call somebody if they pull it. Police comes up, but police could call somebody for them if they don't have a phone or don't realize that they what they're doing. You know.
Okay. Very well. I thank you for taking time to let us know about that too. And you know what we need to do too is as we get closer to the General Assembly opening. Call and when you hear some of our state representatives and state senators on, call and share your thoughts with them, because they are the ones who create laws that make this acceptable or not acceptable. Thank you for calling, though. 893-1450. As it stands, if somebody pulls over and decides that they're not capable of driving and they want to sleep it off, they would be arrested, is that right?
I'm sorry, was you asking that question?
I said, if somebody's drinking and they decide to pull over and sleep it off, would they be arrested?
It depends on the choices that's being made. If we pull up on them and they tell us they pulled over, I can't speak for each officer that's out there answering the type call, but I would hope that they would call a ride. And again, we don't... Everybody that drinks and drives doesn't go to jail, okay? And there's also, you know, they have to be over a certain level to go to jail, but and there's times that officers make a decision based on, because these days there's a lot of pain pills, a lot of people that's on other things that shouldn't be driving, and so it just makes it a tougher call. But I just try to be fair. You know, I haven't been on the road in a while, so I know things change, but there other laws have tackled things such as what he's speaking about, and there's occupying the driver's seat while intoxicated, which is a less charge. We do not have that charge here. And a lot of times an officer, he is personally responsible for that subject for the rest of the evening. So if the officer was to drive off and then this guy got back in his vehicle and drove and was to go down the road and injure somebody, you know, there's going to be a lot of liability placed on our department and a lot of liability placed on the officer. So we do try to just make that situation as safe as we can.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine, Bart. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you.
To the gentleman who moved here and was complaining about the drivers in Rutherford County, welcome to Rutherford County. They're crazy. That's for sure. Two things I would like to bring to light is one of them is people who drive in the driving hard rain with no lights on.
I think there's a law for that, I believe.
If your windshield wipers are on, then your lights are supposed to be on, but you'll see them in driving hard rains like we had the other day with no lights on when you can barely see the road, and, you know, you're meeting a car, you can't see it till you get to it. The other thing is people who pass on the right of vehicles who stopped and cross over that white line, that also is against the law. You shouldn't be passing on that right side over that white line, is my understanding.
What about that? Is it, and I know that's true sometimes, especially if there is a bicycle lane.
Exactly, with a bicycle lane.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's my understanding it's a whole road. That's why that white line is there. You don't cross over to the right of a white line. It's just like a yellow line on the left side, and people will be stopped to make a turn, and you see people going all around them on the right side. That's not the way that I was taught you're supposed to drive. So
I think sometimes there's a difference in city ordinance and county and state law, because we have to enforce state law. And I believe in state law, if a vehicle stopped making a left-hand turn, the vehicle directly behind that vehicle can cross that solid white line to pass, but not two or three cars back. I know the city has certain ordinances, and it's posted in certain areas not to pass on the right. But that's a city issue that we don't get involved with.
Right. And, I forgot what I was going to say.
But you're exactly right. It's very aggravating when you're stopped behind a vehicle that's making a left-hand turn and four cars behind you decide to zip over and pass everybody.
Right.
It's definitely dangerous. Especially on Thompson Lane, where you've got a bicycle lane. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Somebody's turning into the subdivision and you got four or five cars passing in the bike lane.
Okay.
And I know that's not tolerated.
Okay. No. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to another line here. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, about the guy that was a sitting duck a while ago, if he wasn't drinking to start with, he wouldn't have to worry about getting for a DUI for sitting on the side of the road. Second thing is a guy that wanting felony DUIs, I believe after the third one, it is a felony. And if you got a good attorney, you can get it reduced to reckless driving and never be charged again. And the third thing I want to ask about is I've been seeing on the news where they're going to have these roadblocks and everything for Labor Day weekend and before. And I just wonder why they never have any close to places like country clubs or the Elks Lodge or the Moose Lodge and stuff like that, because you know them people are going to come out of there drinking. And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, what about that?
Well, I know this year we've covered every corner. We announced where we're going to have the roadblocks. That's state law. That's the rules that we have to abide by. He's right, but if we was to put something outside of the bar, they're going to call rides, and it's not going to be an effective roadblock. It's going to be effective to keep them people, but we have to sometimes focus on people that are we're responsible for the county, people that get on out in the county. We do have county bars, and we do put roadblocks or saturation points and sobriety checkpoints in them areas. But it's just more and a more effective tool if we was to maybe use John Bragg Highway, where you get more volume, or 231 South, 231 North, and the focus is more on state highways and things like that. And there are rules that we have to abide by, a whole lot of rules that I'm finding out. And this is our first year of the grant, and I do realize what he's saying. And a lot of what this grant focus on is saturation points and bar checks, putting more officers on the streets and putting them in bars and walking around and checking what's going on.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
I would like to please ask a question. Mm-hmm. Is it against the law, and to what degree of darkness, to have windows that you cannot tell that there's a human being in the windows of the vehicle?
Okay, tinted windows.
I can get her a if she would leave her number and name an answer on that. I don't know the specific tint, but she's right. There are a lot of cars that are violating the law on there. There is a law on that. And we used to carry cards around that we could put on one side of the window, and if you couldn't read the card, you knew it was too dark.
Mm-hmm.
But laws constantly are changing, and that is an officer safety issue, too. I don't like approaching a vehicle that I can't see the occupants of the vehicle coming up on it. So that's she's 100% correct on that. But if she would leave that, I'm not per se the traffic guru, but I do have people that are that I can have called and talk to her and answer them questions.
Okay. Could she call you?
Yes, sir, she can. I can look it up. It's no problem.
Yeah, rather than us put her phone number
on
the radio.
It's 904-3113. That's my office number, and I'll be glad to look into that.
Did you get
that? Well, with the safety of the officers approaching them, as you said, mm-hmm. and with many public people, children, anybody, not being able to tell where I had originally come from up north, and I've been down here 20 years, it just, where we was at, there was massive crime because of that, and there were people driving as what you would classify it with an indecent exposure, guns right pointed at the windows, ready to take somebody out, and I just don't understand why that is not as enforced as many other laws that there are when it comes to the driving, because to me it is a safety and danger issue.
Did you get his phone number, by the way, to call him?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Check on that, because I didn't want to put your number out on the radio.
Thank you so much for that.
You have a nice day. Bye-bye. And good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Bart.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Doing great. I hope you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. But I just got more or less of a comment this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sitting listening, and don't get me wrong, I'm against drunk drivers. But just think about how many lives that could be saved, okay? If the legislative, they can put bans on kids from shooting fireworks. They can put ban on water shortage and all of this. But why can't they put ban on people, talking about people driving and drinking, having DUIs, and how many they done had? Some people done had 8 and 10. But why come they don't tackle a ban on selling alcohol? Just think how many lives would be saved if they just nipped it in the bud and just stopped selling alcohol completely. You know, what ruffles my feather is they talk about people drinking and driving, how many DUIs they done had. Well, tackle the people that's making money, that's selling alcohol, whether it's in a club, whether it's in the corner store or whatever. What can they put a ban on that? They take fireworks away from kids. They talk about people smoking and getting cancer and illness and stuff. Put a ban on selling these cigarettes. If you don't want them to do it, stop selling it altogether. But stop letting the big people make money off of it, and then somebody get out here and drinking and driving and kill somebody's child on the highway. And then they ready to throw them in jail, and then they get out and get a good lawyer and get out and do it 3 or 4 more times and kill another person. Well, take and put a ban on it altogether and just stop selling. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. We'll be back and take some more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Cloud cover early, then clearing skies. Just a slight chance for some scattered sprinkles ending early. Our highs will be climbing into the upper 80s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 70.
Party time in Murfreesboro. But I can't tell you right now what the party is. We'll tell you in a minute, maybe. Good morning to Perry Bell and everybody over at Bell Furniture, 1517, the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. We were over there the other day talking with Perry and Linda Ferris about the beautiful furniture that they have at Bell Furniture. First quality, name brand furniture, and yes, it is about half price every day because that's the way Perry Bell built the business. He built into it the ability to sell the furniture for half of what everybody else sells for. He does this several ways. He buys in large quantities. That's a good way to start. That saves money. The second, he keeps his overhead down. It's just Perry and Linda Ferris there. And then he doesn't spend a lot of money on decorations. It's a nice place, but no decorations. And that saves you about half price every day on first quality name brand furniture. So if you're looking for a Jameson mattress, a Strato lounger recliner, one of the beautiful sofas, sectionals, maybe something for your media room, your home theater room, they have it for half price every day at Bell Furniture. And as Perry Bell proudly says, we sell only American-made products. Head over to Bell Furniture, 1517, the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Jimmy, do we have the green light?
Yes, we have the green light. I just got word that that Sheriff Arnold, they just welcomed a new baby boy into the world.
That is, and he is, that's why he's not here this morning.
That's exactly why he's not.
Although he was here right before we went on the air. I think he thought he was going to be on.
I hope he made it. I hope he made it.
I hope he got it.
I'm sure he did. Yeah, he got the call and took off.
At least he has some blue lights, and that was an emergency.
Well, he's pretty close being, you know, from here.
Right. Well, you know, an exciting time in the Arnold household. This is the second child, is it?
Yes.
They have a little girl, and then this is a boy, one of each. Okay. Congratulations to both of you. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, man.
Hi.
I was calling back to say that I was calling in regards to get the people where they could sleep off the roads where they wouldn't be running into me and people that, like me, and that don't drink. And another thing is that lady just called in. If they would quit selling it, that would solve our problems. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
I was calling because probably about 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks ago, I was going down Broad Street headed toward Nashville, and right around the VFW there was a traffic jam, and we thought it was a wreck. Well, as we got closer, we realized it's a marked police car, the county, down there at the VFW, blocking traffic, letting the people out of the VFW. Is that something that the county pays for? And if so, why do they get it? I just don't understand that. Could you explain that to me? And congratulations to the sheriff and his wife, and thank y'all for the job y'all do.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know the specifics on that particular incident, but with it being the VFW, it could have been a veteran that was letting the traffic out to go to a funeral. Or sometimes I know they have a pre-service there. It could have been something of that such. I'm really not sure on the specifics of that, and I apologize.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. How are you today? And I think you probably need to turn your radio down, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me, Bart?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, then. I'm just calling in. The lady just called about, why don't they stop, put a ban on drinking and stop selling?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I called in, it's been some years ago and about that, and I come to find out that the reason I'm thinking that they won't do it like that, the governor be losing too much money, and as far as like the state and all of that, they're not gonna ban drinking and stuff because they'd be losing too much money. And they don't care about people dying on the highway for drinking and driving in a way. that's money out their pocket. The big businessman, you know, IRS and all of them, they don't want, they're not gonna ban that. And that's my comment. And lady, I hope you have good luck on what you were just saying. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Hello there. Okay. And good morning. Okay. Well, we're getting all sorts of strange things there. But again, Sheriff Arnold and his wife just had a new baby just this hour, in the past 15, 20 minutes, I guess. The sheriff was here at the beginning of the program, and before we began the broadcast, he had to suddenly leave. And I think he thought he would be there for a while, but his new son obviously was was ready to come into Murfreesboro. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bart?
Yes, good morning.
My beautiful wife was pulled over. Ticket. She passed on the right side on the, I call it Las Casas Pike, 96.
Mm-hmm.
There was two cars going to turn left. Well, there was a lot of traffic coming, so she didn't know the law. So she just pulled out and went around that. It just happened that the law was setting close to that. He turned that light on. He pulled her over. And she honestly didn't know that there was a law that you're not supposed to pass on that white line when it's some traffic. But it's true. It's just, she got a ticket. And she was really embarrassed when I found out about it. But I didn't know that law either. But you're not supposed to pass on that white line if there's some traffic in front of you. Just wait until they get left or whatever. And but that is the law.
Hmm.
So,
okay. Well, thank you for letting us know that.
Yeah, that lady was correct on that. Okay, have a blessed day, guys. I really enjoy your program. When you get lots of calls, you know you got a good program.
<That's right. laughs> Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. And on that note, we're going to say thank you for joining us again. Sign up for the Citizens Police Academy. That's you need to get with Greg Dodson, 904-3033. And that's August 30th through December 20th. 904-3033. Don't forget the 9/11 event. It starts 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the big ceremony at 6 o'clock in the evening. And congratulations to Sheriff Robert Arnold and his wife, a new baby boy born just a few minutes ago. Thank you also to Sergeant Jimmy Cassidy and Captain David Haley for joining us this morning on WGNS Murfreesboro.